Welcome to Blondie and the Brit, Writing, Publishing, and Beyond. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEANDBRIT.com. Welcome to Blondie and the Brit podcast. I am Blondie, KJ Waters.
And I'm Suzanne Cowman, I'm the Brit.
And together we're Blondie and the Brit.
Yay!
Woohoo! I am the author of Stealing Time.
And I'm the author of The Rejected Writer's Book Club.
Welcome to Blondie and the Brit. Today we have S.J. Herman. He is our very first Podcast Hero Award, and SJ is a dark fantasy author. He has two books out and one coming soon. He has the Morium, Dark Horizons, and the third in the series will be out this spring, Terminus. And he also has a couple of short stories, Splintered Love. SJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me again.
Yes.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited to have you. Suzanne right now, the reason Suzanne is not here interviewing with you is that she is on a vacation in New England with her very best friend. And they're looking at all the beautiful leaves and they're going to different authors' houses. So she's going to have a bunch of blogs and we'll probably talk about it on the program later. But that is the only reason she's not here. She is off having, she just finished her second book and was trying to get it to her publishers and everything. So now she's taking a little break.
Yeah. That's cool. That's good for her.
It is. She definitely needed it. She earned that baby. Suzanne and I were talking about it, how, because you are like this marketing superstar. You know, the podcast that we did with you last Thanksgiving has more downloads than anyone else. So first, let's start with, how the heck do you do that, man? What do you do?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just tweet it out as much as I can and put it up on as many social media sites as I can and just let it go, I guess.
Yeah, well, I think it's a lot more than that. You're being somewhat modest. You have some special recipe for creating relationships with other authors and readers. And do you know what that is? I mean, you must spend a lot of time like just creating these relationships. Because I know when you and I first started talking, it wasn't just, hey, thanks for following me or whatever. We actually had like, you know, conversations about things. I think you were really instrumental in that. It's just, you know, asking me questions about a book and being interested. And so there's something that you're doing that is different than anyone else out there that I've met. It's very connected and it seems like it's a little bit behind the scenes, because when you tweet something out, there's like 8,000 people coming out of the woodwork, share it, and then their people are sharing it. I'm like, what does he do? They're all like addicted to it. I don't know. It's crazy, man.
I don't know if it's like the hashtags they use, but a lot of it, I tweet special tweets for other authors because I look at it as we're all in this together.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all knee deep in this crap of self-publishing.
That's a lovely descriptor. Thank you.
And yeah, I think maybe it just shows in my head they're not alone. You know, there's other people willing to help me. I'm not doing this by myself.
Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing, it's magic, man. Totally. So I think one of the things that you do also, and this is something that I've taken complete advantage of, knowing how good your following is you do, like you're saying, various special tweet things. So tell us about this Christmas giveaway that you're doing.
Yeah, so beginning of December on my official Facebook page, I will be hosting a 12 Days of Christmas giveaway. I did one of these last year too, and it was a big hit. Basically, 12 authors will each have their own special day to introduce themselves to my followers, sell themselves as an author, maybe sell some books, and give away stuff.
Right. So the Christmas giveaway, so you have one new author each day, and you promote the heck out of them, and they promote the heck out of all the other authors that are in the program. How did you come up with this idea? I know you did it last year, and I was involved, which was awesome. And in this year, I've also managed to get in there on December 15th. Everybody look for me out there on the Christmas giveaway. But how did you come up with this idea, and how did you put it all together?
It was just another idea of helping other authors get their work out there. I've read some of the books, yours included. They are fantastic books that deserve to be seen, and not just buried under millions of other books. So it's just another way to help fellow authors out, get them out there.
Yeah. Well, it's a great idea. And you do all the graphics for this. You have this, you know, big production. And that's just one of the kind of things that SJ does all year long. He has things on his website, spotlights on the website. You read and reviewed my book, and then you tweet that all the time. So it's, I mean, we're so grateful to you. And of course, the reason you got the Podcast Hero Award is that you've done the same thing for our podcast, promoting the heck out of it. You did a little graphic with our pictures and you've tweeted that out a lot. So we are so appreciative of all that you've done for us and Suzanne and I as authors as well. So thank you, SJ, and congratulations on your win. We will be sending you a cute little trophy and you'll have eternal bragging rights for being our very first podcast hero. So congrats.
And I will tweet the heck out of that too.
Yeah, we'll see. That's probably true. Very cool. Okay, so tell us about your book. You have a trilogy, a Morium trilogy, and there's three books in there. Give us a sense of kind of the first book and its premise and where you've gone with that book.
Morium is a lot of different things. It's really about bullying, the effects of bullying, how it can have a mental effect on teenagers, and thrown in some other stuff with it as well. And then you throw in they have the ability to get back at the bullies. They get superpowers, telekinesis, stuff like that. And it all becomes a moral story. Okay, should we or shouldn't we use it for good, bad? And there's conflict between the two main characters on how they should use it.
Ah, yes, I remember this very well. And it's a YA dark fantasy, right?
Yeah, it's a really mature young adult. I would say over 15 to read it.
Right.
Well, I do have a major fan who's under 15, but I'll take my fans as I get them.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I put my book, my short story out, Blow, and it has cocaine and AK-47s and, you know, crime and stuff. And it's most popular in teen and young adult. I'm like, no, don't read that.
Yeah, I know. You think about it, boy. Am I going to hear it when somebody, you know.
Somebody's mom is mad at me for writing that. But, I let Amazon
pick
it.
What are you reading?
I know. But I'm glad the kids are reading. You can't complain too much. And if that's what it takes to get their attention and get them reading something, then good. I mean, mine isn't terrible. It's just, I wouldn't really want my teenager reading drugs and guns, But
to Morium, there's much more to that as the story progresses. It does deal with addiction, sexual abuse, coming out of the closet, one of the characters. I better not say anything because it could be a spoiler.
Wow. Well, see, look at this. You've got all these different elements in there, and these are all really important things for teenagers to either they're experiencing them or they know other kids that are. So you're giving them an outlet, a creative outlet to learn about it in a safe way and to kind of deal with some of those feelings. So it sounds very powerful. So Morium is the first one, and then you have Dark Horizons. Give us a kind of an overview of that.
That picks up right after Morium ends. And it is that book that really the addiction part of it comes in, sexual abuse comes in, and entitlement, really. And it deals with that all without hopefully being preachy about it.
Yeah. I can't imagine you being preachy, SJ. Seriously. And now you're working on Terminus, which is the third in that series.
Yes.
Tell us about that and how far along you are and when you think that'll be out.
Past 3/4 of the way done with the first draft. Then I have to go and go through edit hell before sending it off to my editor to have it edited. So hopefully by spring, it'll be out.
Good. Okay.
And that'll be the last book in the series.
Right. The last book in the series. And in the meantime, you've thrown in a couple of short stories. Give us a little idea of those and kind of what was your strategy for putting those out?
You mean Splintered Love?
Yeah, Splintered Love.
I wanted to try moving away from young adult and writing something more mature. And Splintered Love really deals with love. And most of the books you read out there in romance all have happy endings and they're all happy at the end. Splintered Love is not that way.
Oh.
So there's no happy endings in these stories. Except maybe one, but other than that, no. No kissy-kissy happy endings.
And so this is a collection of short stories?
Yes.
Collection of dark short stories.
Supernatural, paranormal, dark short stories.
Okay, so you've kept in that theme. It's just you've mixed it up with different, a little bit older and more romantic.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. In fact,
one of the short stories in Splintered Love, I am expanding to a full-length book.
There you go. Because you had more to deal with or you just really liked it? What was the reason?
I liked it. It's like, wow, there's a lot more I can go with this and a lot more to explore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. And when is that? Is that after Terminus?
Terminus, yes.
Ah, I
actually write that if I get stuck on Terminus. I'll jump over to that story and write something there.
Oh, that's a good way to keep your creative juices flowing. I like that. Okay, so you have also some really exciting news about Moriam being made into a movie. Can you tell us maybe a little bit about that? And then give us the background, the secret background stuff. I want you to divulge. How did someone approach you? Did you approach them? How did this come about?
Well, yes, Moriam, I sold my book along with several other authors to a production company, Rubio Rex. They have them look over for possible translation into film or TV series. And Moriam was selected as one of the books.
Yay. Now this was so just you, you sent this to them, or did you go to an actual place and present it?
It was on another podcast, Laney's World, that this producer was on, and I heard it there. So I figured, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I sent it in, and the rest is this.
And they loved it. Oh, okay.
Yep. So right now it's going to a GoFundMe to raise money to have the screenplay written by a Hollywood screenwriter. And in talks right now with the possible director to get behind the camera.
Ooh. Okay. So send people to your GoFundMe if they're interested in supporting you with this exciting opportunity.
All right. It's GoFundMe. It's Moriam, the movie, or the film. I'm sorry. Just search on GoFundMe. That would be the best way.
Search on GoFundMe for Moriam, the film.
The film,
okay.
Yes.
Cool. And how far along are you with that?
Not as far as I'd love to be.
Yeah. Well, despite your tweeting machine. Well, let's get some people over there. Let's go support SJ and get this movie made. What is the goal? How much are you trying to raise with that?
40,000.
Oh, wow. You need to get on TV.
Yeah. It's also being worked by the producer behind the scenes to get investors involved.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the biggest way but this is another way to help. So you need to have a rich uncle or somebody really excited about this. Let's get some people interested in that. Let's go check it out. Even if you give just $5, all of that adds up. Let's help SJ reach goal. Now let's talk about that for a second. How do you manage all of this? Do you use Buffer, Hootsuite, something like that? Or is this all like each individual tweet is set up by you?
I do it all myself. No bots, no nothing.
So you've not looked into Buffer or Hootsuite?
No. I like doing it manually because it's more of like a personal touch, reaching out to these people, readers, writers, authors.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How many tweets do you send in a day? How big of an operation is this? And how do you get anything else done?
Well, I do it all from my phone, and I've got the special tweets that I do are all set up on Notepad, so I just copy and paste.
Oh, that's brilliant. So you have Notepad on your phone and just resend them. Now, the beauty of Buffer or Hootsuite, you still create every tweet. It's just that you can take those and put them, you know, you can do like a week's worth and have it go out, and then you spend your time with the interactions with people. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, I think everyone has their own way of doing it. We talked to Rachel last week, Rachel Thompson, and she does just what you do. She's in Hootsuite, but she creates each one. She doesn't do the bulk upload or anything else. Just like, oh my God. So everyone has their own way of doing it. Whatever works. I mean, it's like anything else. You have to
And the special tweets I like, I spread out so I don't do them all at once so everybody gets a chance to get retweeted.
Yeah.
I do maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 at a time, and then wait an hour or two and then do the next set.
Wow. Okay, so you have Twitter. Let's give everyone your Twitter handle so people can find you over there.
Okay, Twitter is writing_novel.
Writing novel, okay. And then you're on Facebook under SJ Herman. Right?
Yes, thank you. I went blank there. I was like, well, now I got to look.
I might assume it's SJ Herman. That's who you are.
Yeah, it's SJ Herman.
That wasn't a tough one, man. You should wait for my tough questions. Are you on Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat, blah, 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 all those other ones? Tumblr?
Instagram.
Okay.
SJ. Oh, see, now I got to look at that one, too. I don't even know where I'm at. SJ Herman Writer.
SJ Herman Writer. Okay.
Yeah, that's Instagram.
Right. Okay. And so do you use your different social media platforms differently? Do you have a strategy for Instagram that's different than what you do on Twitter? Or is it same material, just a different audience, different, slightly different format?
Slightly different. Some things I'll post on Instagram that I won't on Twitter. to keep it fresh and different.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a different type of following over there? Do you have like a younger following since you're a young adult author? Is that something?
On Instagram? No, I basically have the same followers I have on Twitter.
Ah, okay.
And some new ones too.
Yeah, you probably have a new mixture in there. So is there something you're doing specifically to try to get the YA market for your books? Or I know you do have the short story collection that's more adult.
Yeah, it depends. On Moyam, I'll add like the hashtag YA, young adult author, young adult on Instagram. It's on it, as many hashtags as I can find with young adult.
Yeah. Right. So that's your strategy. Now, what other sneaky hashtags do you use to get such a great...
Cult following? I don't know.
Cult following. That's a good... You know, like on Twitter, it's, engagements. You are like, you must be so high on engagements because, I mean, just the things that you've tweeted for me, it's like within 5 minutes, there's like, 40 retweets. I'm like, well, how does he do that? How do you do that? It's like magic.
I really, the secret are the hashtags that I found out.
Oh.
The biggest one is ASMSG, and that's a freebie. That's the only one I'll give out there for today.
Oh, I have to come back for a separate interview for more. What's AS?
ASMSG.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one. Tell us
and
what that's. What is this?
Okay, I'll give you one more. Hashtag support IA. Support indie
support
author.
Support IA. And what is the ASMSG?
You know, I know it has to do with books and writing. I did look into it one time, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
You chose it. Because I've used it too, and it does stand for the something, but. It's essentially an indie author. Is that true?
Yeah.
Will
and also, hashtag SNRTG. That's Social Network Retweet Group.
Ooh.
And that'll get you a broader audience than just people writing books and authors.
Hey, check this out. See, exclusive information from S. Jarman. I love it. He dishes.
And you can send those payments to my PayPal account.
I know. Yes, only $29.99 a month. You'll get four more hashtags each month. Yay! Oh, that's funny. Well, this is pretty exciting. Is there anything else that you're working on that our audience needs to know about? Or any other secret social media tips?
No, I would only suggest be very active on Twitter.
Yeah. Is that how you sell the most?
Very active.
Do you think that's your biggest sales ever?
Yeah. Right. I mean... If I see a thank you for tweeting, I usually respond within 5 minutes saying you're welcome.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it shows them, well, hey, he does. He is out there. He is paying attention.
Right. An actual person and not just.
Right. And other people will see that too.
Yeah, that's true. So what is your biggest, what one tweet would you say has had the most retweets and how many retweets do you think it would have had?
The largest one I've ever had, hang on, I got it. It's not actually from me.
Oh.
Yes, hang on, let me find it. It's from Mike Reynolds, who did a video book review of Moriam. That has like over 386 retweets.
Oh my gosh, how do people get a hold of that dude?
Pull him up on my phone, there he is. I mean, it's not even pinned anymore, but it still gets retweeted.
Wow, so is he promoting it as well?
He did. He had it up as a pinned tweet for the longest time.
Wow. Okay, so Mike...
Another fantastic author to follow if you don't follow him already on Twitter. There's so many authors I'd love to give shout-outs to, but we'd be here all day. Also in December, in November actually, I'll be running a poll with all the books I've read this year.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end, whoever wins each category will get special social media exposure from me on my website, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, and KJ, you're in one of them, Suspense and Thriller, Stealing Time.
I know. I'm so excited about that. And so at some point you will tell me that I have to get people to share that. People, if you're listening, and this is probably about the time this will come out, help me out, man. I want to win that special tweet package. You've heard the power SJ has. So go find me. Go. How would they find that? How do they look that up?
When I put it up, I'll send out tweets and put it up on social media that the voting is open.
Okay. Look for my feed or SJ's feed and then help me win, man. I need every bit. He's probably got some powerhouses on there that'll tweet the heck out of it. And I will too, but I don't know. I need help. I want that. That's pretty exciting, man. Well, good, SJ. This has been really great to catch up with you. I'm really excited to see all the different developments that you have over the last year, almost year. It's amazing the things that you've gotten yourself into. And I'm sure in another year, there'll be 12 new things that you're doing and even bigger following. What is your following on Twitter right now?
Over 15K.
Ah, see, in a year, you were at 4,000 last year. Which is, you know, Suzanne and I were so surprised because, like, you had, you know, that's not a really big Twitter following at that point, but you had so much interaction. It was amazing. So you've grown it 11,000 in a year. That's amazing. What is your strategy for growing? Is it just all the interactions?
Yes.
Engaging.
Yes. That was basically it.
Yeah. Well, let's see. That's what you need to do, people. If you're trying to grow your Twitter following, you cannot just tweet stuff out. You have to talk to people. You have to share their things. This is how you do it. This is how you grow your author platform. Right here.
And also, for Twitter, I mean, I don't do this for favors, but if you, like, say, tweet out a special book for free that they have, they may possibly return the favor for you.
Now,
I don't expect it. I don't expect it. I'm not asking for it, but.
Well, right. And that's how I think that's one of the main reasons that you've been so successful. And this is the same thing we see with a lot of other authors that have really big social media followings, is that they give back. They're not out there saying, I will do this if you do this for me. They're just one of the people that goes out and just gives, and it comes back to you. It's karma, and it's creating goodwill, and it's creating relationships. So I think it's a really good strategy. I have a group I teach authors that are part of Barnes & Noble, and, you know, they've gathered them, but I'm kind of running it. And one of the things that I taught them is a new, quote unquote, new, which we've all been doing in social media, but they're calling it relationship marketing. And you are the poster child for relationship marketing because you are creating relationships. When people see SJ's tweets, they get a warm, fuzzy feeling because that guy's already given them something. They have shared their post. They've had a conversation. And this is how he's growing his brand. And it's an excellent strategy. So y'all should consider that. Those of you that are just saying, tweet my book and share my book and buy my book in DMs, stop it. Do what SJ's doing. Have actual conversations and relationships with people. And you will grow.
That's not a smart thing to do. One thing I hate is getting DMs from people saying, hey, why don't you buy my book?
Oh, it's so annoying. I got one the other day. And I had to scroll like 5 pages down. I'm like, what are you doing? And I said to him, why so many words? And he was like, oh, I have so much to say. I'm like, in my DM, I don't even know you. That is such pet.
Yeah, that's a no-no. Hey, you don't want to do that.
I don't even like the thanks for following. Well, you could have said that on the regular feed. Now I'm annoyed. I don't even know who you are yet. And you pissed me off. Stop doing it, people. But they still do it. I keep saying this. And these people out there must not be listening. They're not listening to Blondie and the Brit, and they need to, right?
That's right.
All right, SJ. Well, this has been a lot of fun catching up with you. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to hearing more about all your movies and all these other great author spotlight things you're doing for the author community.
Oh, thank you for having me again. Hey. Pleasure.
All right. Well, SJ, you have an amazing day. I'm sure I'll see you on Facebook and Twitter at least 5 times today, so...
Well, thank you for having me again, KJ. It was fun.
You're welcome. Take care, SJ.
All right, take care.
Please join us next week as we welcome Arlene Gonzalez. Her book is just released. She's a romance author, and she tells us the story of how the death of her son inspired her to begin writing something that had been a lifelong dream. You can find our show notes and more information about our podcast at blondieandbrit.com. That's BLONDIEAND. BRIT.com.